Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
That's the Drifters bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And what for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Peter Myers, our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of the great business management minds in my experience, and our good friend Peter. Thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about Peter's thinking, Peter's ideas on how to make this, the unknown, safe for our customers. And customers, I think we probably need to say that, you know, what people often define as the two kinds of customers, the internal ones and the external ones, right, Peter?
Yes. And in fact, here, let me do this. I'm going to tell the story from the point of view of a really nice guy I met from Sutter Hospital Chain here in California. They're fairly new chief technology officer, what's right. How his team handles it with their doctors and their clinicians. Now, their customer, you could say their customer is you and I going in to get an MRI or whatever. But from his point of view, his customers are anybody who uses IT services. So, and it's almost nothing harder for a business than getting IT to be lined up correctly with their main users and dealing with the issue of nobody wants to be changed. And, I mean, what Wes said I thought was great. Let me read you what he said to me once. He said, "More than half my job exposing the unknown and making it known." Hmm. And he said making the unknown safe is his main line of work.
And so is part of that work getting customers, getting patients to be more involved in the IT process that the company needs? And have them like instead of having a waitress at a restaurant having an iPad in front and I just punch in my menu or what I want from the menu. Is that what he's dealing with?
The example you give is fine and it's good, and he deals with his own medical staff. I think he would argue that it's about making the whole IT thing transparent. So that the idea is to get people to want to engage in an improvement in their process.
Right.
So his staff will go out into the hospital and just quietly watch how patients, doctors, administrators all use their technology to get stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
And the point of view is how they get their job done or how they get their breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then his team develops, a technique for whatever needs to get done that engages the person who needs to do this, the customer, with something they're familiar with. It's like learning, you load Netflix, he says, or I load Netflix, because we want a result.
Mm-hmm.
We're willing to take the few steps required because we want a result. In that way, breakfast is a perfect example. If I said to my patient, look, you can wait for us to come around or you can just pick up this tablet, I'll tell the brand name, pick up this tablet and tell us what you want for breakfast, just like you order Netflix, then some people, and eventually almost all people, will start using the tablet.
How much of that is interface and how much of it is training? And I'll give you an example. For me, if I go to one major outlet, they've got the kiosk type of checkout, but I've got to put every product up on the thing and spin it around to make sure that the hologram picks it up, right? I go to another one. I go to another one. They've got a little gun there that I can remove from the cradle, and I can walk around my basket and shoot all that. So guess which one I like the best?
Absolutely.
So is this what you see? That's an interface issue, isn't it?
Yes. It's not the technology. It's the way that we ask people to accept it.
I'm just going to say, Peter, you know, folks, this is a really important moment we're having here with Peter's helping us with, is to understand the aha moment, the I like this moment, the gravitation moment of a change that we're proposing for our customers and our employees, right?
Absolutely. We want our customers and employees to feel the gratification of success as soon as possible. And making it convenient for us does not do that for most of our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, the example that Sutter uses, it's like Netflix. Downloading Netflix onto your pad should be brain dead simple because you're used to it and you get an immediate response, an immediate benefit, whether you're ordering a breakfast or ordering an MRI for a patient.
And of course, and then you have some patients that won't want any of that. And you have to make sure that you don't force your plans on them, or unless you're willing to say, we'll do without those customers. And you may make that decision.
And Sutter is very clear about that. We do it with the customer, not to the customer.
I like the way that sounds. And folks, that's something we can all, a philosophy we all need to probably adopt a little more often. MeyerGroup.com, MeyerGroup.com, right?
Yes, right. Thank you.
That's the website, folks, where you find...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.